aftermath of a mass shooting. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. New details have been released about last night's shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, by a suspected 15-year-old gunman that left five dead, including an off-duty police officer.
Police and city officials say this began around 5 o'clock yesterday evening in the Headingham area northeast of town. They say the shooter shot two people, went onto a nearby walking trail where he continued to shoot people. They say they cornered him in a standoff. A crime scene, they say, was spread across 2 miles.
Fox's Rich Edson in Raleigh. The suspect's hospitalized in critical condition, but officials haven't yet said how he was injured. A prosecutor says a 24-year-old man accused of killing Las Vegas police officer Truong Thai yesterday fired 18 shots before driving away, and that his girlfriend's mother was also wounded during an exchange of gunfire between him and police. Tyson Hampton made an initial court appearance today on murder and other charges. The Justice Department today has asked a federal court to reject the appointment of a special master reviewing documents seized during the search of former President Trump's Florida home.
DOJ asked the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against a lower court judge's appointment of a special master in former President Trump's document case, saying she didn't have the authority to appoint one in the first place. This comes after the Supreme Court declined this week to intervene in the matter, as the Trump legal team had asked.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A judge today tossed out one of five counts against a think tank analyst charged with lying to the FBI about his role in the creation of a dossier about former President Trump. The remaining four counts against Igor Danchenko will go to a jury Monday. But the judge has reserved the right to toss out the other four counts, regardless of what the jury decides. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There have been no immediate reports of damage after a magnitude 5.1 earthquake near Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano. Scientists say the volcano is in a state of unrest, but it's not showing any imminent signs of eruption. A series of smaller aftershocks followed today's quake. Consumers may be feeling inflation's impact, according to September's retail sales report.
Retail sales were flat in September. Shoppers have been pulling back on optional purchases while spending on essentials. Excluding autos, retail sales were up 0.1%. It's a concern because September includes back-to-school shopping. Though Americans are spending more than a year ago, for the year ending in September, retail sales are up 8.2%. Retail sales figures include purchases at stores and online, but also meals at restaurants. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Despite high prices and high interest rates, first-time home buyers now make up 45% of all homes sold.
That's compared to 37% this time last year. Julie Balachi just showed one of her listings to a first-time home buyer.
I think buyers buying right now for the first time are not feeling the impact of the interest rate change because they weren't pre-qualified when it was 3%. They only know this 6 to 7%.
And some first-time home buyers think interest rates are now going even higher. Albert Moore is another New Jersey real estate agent.
For a first-time homeowner, it's still a better decision to buy right now because you're still paying that high rental rate.
Home values now up 14% in the last year and up 43% since 2019. In Cherry Hill, New Jersey, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Four astronauts returned to Earth in a SpaceX capsule this afternoon, ending their nearly six-month space station mission, splashing down in the Atlantic off Florida's coast. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.